Tell you what I'm sad about. We only have a few more days of Loyal Listener Appreciation Month on 93XRT, Mary Dixon.
We have been enjoying so much getting to know some of you who've signed up on 93XRT.com as our Loyal Listeners of the Day. And today, we welcome someone coming off the night shift at the Daily Herald, Jaina Ronayne of Glenview. Good morning, or is it good evening for you?
It's a little bit of both, but I'm on vacation now, so.
Woo!
It's whatever you want it to be. It's great to be awake.
I think that's something that Emma Mack sometimes says early in the morning when she's doing the overnight. Well, it's good to hear that you're on vacation, and it's good to read about your storied history with WXRT. You've been actually present at some of the most unforgettable XRT concerts ever. Do you recall any of those details?
Absolutely. Well, I was at Taste of Chicago when the Replacements broke up, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Tell us about it, because I only heard it on the radio.
Yeah, no, I was 19, and I may or may not have my older sister's ID at the time. And I was having a good time, and it was really crowded, and I just remember, I was really into them, thanks to XRT. And I just remember that they started playing Hootenanny, and like something was going wrong, and it was strange. Nobody was kind of paying attention, because it was so packed. And then they started going crazy, and I do believe, as far as I remember, that like the band crew, like they finished the song, and they there was some swearing and some throwing things, and they went off the stage, and everybody just kind of looked at each other like, "Did that just happen?" But I kind of thought it was funny. is this what I just saw? Like, I didn't notice I was witnessing history, but like now I know I was. So.
It was history. The Replacements on stage at the XRT Free Taste of Chicago concert, getting in a bit of a tiff and then winding up handing off their instruments to the roadies. The roadies started playing the rest of the set, and the Replacements were done.
Honestly, I think being in the crowd with your sister's ID and not sure if it's a joke or a real fight was very Replacements. Very Replacements 1991. Jaina, and you've been at the Daily Herald for how long?
18 years.
Wow. So you've helped to set out the pages for a lot of other historical events in the area.
Yeah, and unfortunately my mom gets the paper, so when there's any mistakes in it, she knows it's my fault.
At least she knows who to blame. Well, you also had a really cool license plate. Didn't you have a vanity plate that was a tribute to the Grateful Dead?
I did. I became kind of like, well, I was always into the Dead in the late 80s, like 90s, and I went to the last shows. And I felt like, I don't know, it was cool to get a personalized license plate back then. So I was like, well, I'll get, so I got Missin' Jerry, MSNJRRY. And I drove around with it for years. And then people started asking me who Microsoft Jerry or Microsoft Network Jerry was. And I was like, okay, it's time to go and to stop paying the state like extra money for the license plate. But you know, we grow up and we need money because we're journalists. So that's what happens.
Oh, yeah. We know about that. Well, Jaina, thank you for staying up late to talk to us. We are really grateful for all the time we've spent with you. And, you know, we're going to be featuring you today on our social media on 93XRT.com. And we'll be setting you up with one of those custom XRT varsity jackets.
Thank you so much.
Keepsake for years. So thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, guys.
That's Jaina. Jaina will be on our website, as Mary said, at 93XRT.com. You have a picture and a profile of her, and she will be swinging by the station to get fitted for a varsity jacket like you've never seen before.
Just a couple more days, 93XRT.com. You can see our loyal listeners, and you can sign up if you want to get in under the wire. You don't need to file nominating petitions or anything. Just need to fill out the form.